This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
What's on your mind? Live from beautiful Newtown, North Dakota today. We're live and on location from Teddy's Residential Suites. We're actually in Teddy's Lounge today, which if I'm in Newtown, I eat at Teddy's Lounge. If I'm in Watford City, I eat at Teddy's Lounge. And I call my buddies and say, come on over. Let's get together. Father Brian Gross, good friend of mine in Watford City, had a wonderful dinner last night with him, and Pat Bertinoli, and Brad and his team. Jess or Jessica? Jenny. See, I'm not very good at names.
You're very good at names.
I don't think I am. Maybe it's I know too many of them, but yeah, Jenny.
You just got a lot of stuff going through your mind.
Yeah, I think that's right. That's Brad Erdman, right? Well, thank you for hosting us, by the way. I appreciate this.
Oh, you're welcome.
Yeah.
My pleasure.
It's been a fun time. We have Senator Kevin Cramer in a full hour. Going to finish, too, with our guest, Dr. Monica Mayer from MHA Nation. We're brought to you today by Pfeiffer's. And, boy, big sale yesterday at the North American Auction Center of North America. And our good friends at Pfeiffer's are your go-to source for machinery sales. Right now, I would dare say you're going to get a better bang for your buck on every ounce of iron from Pfeiffer's than anybody else. Because the platform they have, the voice they have, is incredible. Now, if you're selling land, same thing. So land auctions, real estate, land management, a big part of their business. Equipment auctions, they have the best team. And they have a great radio show, I might add, too. America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show. You'll hear it on KTGO, our radio station, right here, the Flag West, that booms to Newtown and Watford City and Williston, Tioga and Stanley, too. You can hear it on WDAY, AM 970, our Flag Family newest edition, AM 1100, the Flag at Fargo, and K-Fire 550, the mothership of the Northern Plains as well. Kevin Pfeiffer, his daughter, and a whole bunch of expertise, America's Land Auctioneer Radio Show. Is Senator Kevin Cramer ready to go for today's Talk Radio Town Hall?
I am.
Good morning, sir. How are you?
Good morning. I'm very well. Thank you. I wish I was with you. You sound like you're in paradise.
Pretty much. It's paradise. You know, when I look out and see those beautiful Badlands and I come across that bridge today in the Sakakawea and just say, oh, my gosh, is this a wonderful place? It certainly is. And are there challenges? Of course. But there's a lot of pleasant problems out here. You and I were having a conversation earlier today, Senator, about what is infrastructure. I know that question is out there right now, and it means a lot to everybody. I heard an answer to the question that I wanted to start with today. Dr. Monica Mayer is here. She's a UND grad, so she's kind of special in my eyes, just from that alone, let alone anybody that is in healthcare and on a reservation deserves a special place in heaven too. Dr. Mayer, do you know Senator Cramer? Have you guys met before?
I do know who Senator Cramer is, and hi, how are you today? And I don't think I've ever met you in person, though.
Well, you're meeting on the radio today anyway,
yeah.
Dr. Mayer is the councilwoman for the North segment of MHA Nation, mm-hmm. a nation within a nation, mm-hmm. almost, right?
Right.
A state within, kind of like we're a state within a federal government. I'm talking to the governor right now, and Mark Fox is the president, and we're trying to put all this into perspective. But you just told me a great story that I want you to briefly repeat for Senator Cramer related to your medical experience and all the time that you did. And I asked her, Kevin, I said, you know, does money fix the problem of Native American health care? And she said, no. In short order, no. Because if you gave me all the money in the world, I couldn't do it. But here's how I would do it. And my question to Senator Cramer after you tell him the story is maybe this is infrastructure. Is this infrastructure? That's what I want to ask you, Kevin. But if you had a magic wand on Indian health care, what would the federal government do for you? Separate from money, you do what with that money?
Well, I was visiting earlier with Scott. Before I ran for office, I had over 20 years of experience in North Dakota for my practice, family medicine. And during that career, I rose to the level of a chief medical officer for Belcourt Hospital and eventually for North Dakota, South Dakota, Iowa, Nebraska, which is Region 8 for IHS. And so I did visit each and every one of those reservations. And the congressional appropriations for Indian Health Service, there's 12 regions, is roughly around 50 to 51%. So the nations, so for instance, if we have Belcourt Hospital, we have $30 million that we have to get to in order for that to balance the budget up there. We will probably get $15 million. Then they've got to third-party bill and see enough patients, bill to Medicaid, Medicare, private insurance to make up that $15 million in balance. Well, that's, you know, I had a friend of mine one time, and he told me, he said, you know, it's kind of like you're in the Kentucky Derby, and the federal government says to you, here, here's a donkey, and the rest of them have quarter horses, and we lose the race. Then they say, well, here, change the bridle, change the rider, change the, you know, and get back in there and run again. And, you know, we get the same outcome, the insanity sort of thing. But,
The thing that clicked with me was when you talked about the third-party billing. All of the things that cost, but really could be done anywhere. And maybe if you collectively said the federal government's piece in it is less about money and more doing our back office so we can hire more providers, you know, and have more boots on the ground, that would seem to me to be infrastructure.
Yeah, to me, infrastructure for healthcare. And by the way, of course, I'm probably biased, but I think healthcare is probably the most important thing, the health of the people, the health of the nation. We just went through COVID. We can see what happens when you don't have your health. And so I always prioritize that as my mission on in the government situation. But what I saw, my eyes saw, was a chronically underfunded, chronically understaffed IHS trying to run a race with a donkey, and it don't help. It doesn't work. So we just need a quarter horse, meaning the structure of healthcare, of taking the Native Americans, particularly just start with that. I mean, the healthcare disparity, when you have a life expectancy of our men at only age 55, we've got a problem.
And Kevin and Brett and I have a life expectancy of 72, and just in America. But I'd kind of like to do. I'd like to overperform the average, right? But you know what you're saying is there's the donkey quarter horse analogy again, related to how they start.
Yep.
So if you had a magic wand and you've got a U.S. senator on here who is you know, along with Senator Hovind, probably they are the quarter horses amongst the donkeys in reverse of getting things done. What would you ask for?
I would say, if you want to look at true improvement in quality and decrease healthcare disparity, you're going to have to reorganize, restructure this existing complicated mess that we've got. And I would say the first thing to do is not to throw more money at it, but to put, educated people who are driven to make these systems improve and work, meaning more doctors see more patients, more billing, more fee tickets. You got to have a bunch of billers. You got to have coders. You got to verify your insurance claim. And when you get paid, that money goes back in, and that you spend that money for patient care. So you're restructuring a...
No, it makes sense. Is that infrastructure, my question to you, Senator Kramer?
Well, it's not infrastructure in the traditional sense of what we think about as, say, transportation infrastructure, which is roads and bridges, or communications infrastructure, which is broadband and copper, or, you know, there are all kinds of infrastructures. This is definitely medical infrastructure. But what Dr. Mayer is talking about, though, is even way more profound than infrastructure, because infrastructure would be the bricks and mortar hospitals and clinics and the roads to get there. But when you're talking about a system challenge, because this is fascinating to me, by the way, because she's hitting it on the head. It's the people. The people that deliver the service are what make all the difference in the world. So who are the smart people that could reorganize? But first of all, they have to be allowed to reorganize, because what happens with institutions, whether it's an agency like IHS or it's Medicare, Medicaid, or private insurance, or any number of other entities, you know, we've always done it that way, is the way you start and generally the way you finish. So what Dr. Mayer is talking about is really profound, and I'd be very interested, and I don't know if you want to spend the show doing this necessarily, but in how you would flesh that out even further, because which of the models, is there a hybrid among them all? VA is another entity, that government entity bureaucracy, that was not doing well for a long time. We've always been blessed in North Dakota, but we don't have the distribution necessarily of the providers. And then you have 36 critical access hospitals that operate under sort of a different formula and different model and system. And if I could just ask you this question: do you have in your mind's eye, in your vision, a hybrid of all of those sorts of all of those entities, or the silos of each population, or a hybrid of? I'd just be interested in sort of what your initial thoughts are about what something might look like going forward if you were king for a day.
We'll have her answer that on the other side of the break, and then I want to also remind listeners that our question today is, what is infrastructure? And obviously anything else. I've got a term limits question that's already come in for Senator Kramer to talk a little bit about that. Some people see that as the release valve on all the bad things that are happening right now. So we'll take a quick break. We'll let Dr. Meyer answer that question for Senator Kramer, and then we'll get to calls, questions, and comments on the Talk Radio Town Hall right ahead on What's on Your Mind. Live from Newtown, North Dakota today. Don't touch that dial.
When you spend your hard-earned money, it's nice to spend it with someone that thinks like you do. That's my pals at the ND Truck Wash. Truckers, they're on Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota, right behind Pinnacle. Specializing in oil field trucks, hopper washes, aluminum oil tankers that'll look like new after a trip through. 7 a.m. to 7:30 p.m. Monday through Saturday. Call ahead at 701-628-1550 and get a reservation. You won't wait long. 701-628-1550. ND Truck Wash. Highway 2, Stanley, North Dakota. Tell them Scott sent you.
This is Todd. He's a North Dakota farmer and customer of High Plains Apache.
Advanced in boom height control and PWM nozzle control systems. Everything just gets better every year, and that seems to be what drives guys to trade. You know, we run a couple different GPS systems. Raven stuff is factory installed. We actually do a plug and play with John Deere controls now, too. It's come in handy, and there's a lot of red sprayers on all green farms.
You can find High Plains Apache online at highplainsapache.com.
Luke's on the phone from Razor's Edge Directional Drilling, taking a break from fencing to tell us about the perfect time right now to get some projects done. Luke, how you doing?
Hey, Scott, doing real well today.
So tell us what Razor's Edge Directional Drilling does better than anybody else.
We come in and we get it done no matter what the project is, whether it's big or small. You know, we do everything from one-inch water lines. We do power, telecom work. We dig stock dams, remove old tree rows. Anything you guys can imagine in the dirt or that needs drilled, we'll get it done.
And to have a septic tank project in the middle of that beautiful lake place here, it's kind of nice to have that horizontal directional drilling, because I'm hardly going to know you've been there, right, Luke?
That's correct, Scott. Yep. We'll come in, do anything we need to do with the drill, basically a start hole and an exit hole, little to no subsurface damage.
Trenchless pipe bursting service, pipe replacement, repair, horizontal directional drilling. They do it better than anybody. Call them 701-934-1134 or online at reddrilling.com. Thanks, Luke.
According to the Wall Street Journal, the new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one business book in the world. Hi, my name's Adam Baratta, two-time national best-selling author and owner of Advantage Gold, hands down the highest-rated gold firm in the country. We help investors put physical metals inside their IRAs. My first book, Gold is a Better Way, sparked a movement. My new book, The Great Devaluation, is the number one book in the country. I believe every investor should own physical metals. It's why I'm giving away my best-selling book to anyone with an IRA with over $100,000 for free. Call 800-900-8000 to get the bestseller, The Great Devaluation, sent directly to your door. That's 800-900-8000. The new decision is now obvious. Don't you deserve to do it with the best? Call 800-900-8000 for your free book today. That's 800-900-8000.
No matter how nice your tractor, your combine, your pickup is, if it doesn't go, it's not so nice. Diesel engines are a bit more complicated, and you got to have a pro working on your diesel everything. Trucks, pickups, tractors, everything. semi-trucks. My goodness. A lot of long hauls. My buddy CJ and the team at DAC Diesel do it better than anybody. They're in Bismarck. They even do house calls. I mean, if you've got some project that, hey, these four semis of mine down in, Timbuktu, home of the Oaks, North Dakota. You're going to Oaks, North Dakota. Somebody's at a big Quonset. They got four semis. And if you called CJ and said, hey, these things aren't working right, he'd come fix them. He'd figure it out. He'd get you, first of all, an additive that would help, that is helping a lot of folks. And then he'd get better gas mileage. He'd get better operation for those, and he'd be there. He happens to know there's the Angry Beaver Cafe in Oaks, so he likes a good meal, too. So he probably, that'd be another reason to go to Oaks. But can you believe there's a place called the Angry Beaver Cafe? It actually exists, Oaks, North Dakota. Anyway, you don't need to know that, but you do need to know my friend CJ at DAC Diesel and their telephone number. I'll give it to you in a moment here. You can write it down. Get some of that great additive. He's got dealers for that now. We better start talking about those dealers and where else you can get this. But find CJ and the team at DACDiesel.com or call right now, 701-258-5011, 701-258-5011. I'm in Newtown, North Dakota today. The launch of frankspeech.com is something that is interesting a lot of our listeners. And I'm interested, too. I'm excited about this. I want to tell you, the launch for frankspeech.com is Monday. The VIP members, which you can still become a VIP members that we've been talking about all week, we'll see things that will start to happen on the website over the weekend, but it's really just kind of the kick the tires and take a look at it kind of deal. The real deal is Monday at 9 a.m. live, Mike Lindell, for two Frankathons, he's calling it, 9 to 9 Monday, 9 to 9 Tuesday. I will be part of a group of folks, Eric Metaxas, Diamond and Silk, Charlie Kirk, and other names you know. Charlie Kirk will be in Bismarck Monday night. That's going to be a wonderful event. There are still a handful of tickets left for that. I think less than 50 right now. I would go if I were you and be part of the North Dakota Conservative Action Group, Charlie Kirk in Bismarck. But if Charlie Kirk's not in Bismarck every day, if you want to see him every day, you'll be able to go to frankspeech.com and see him every day and others as well. And Mike is going to be interviewing a lot of us. He calls us influencers. I'm not an influencer. I just talk. But anyway, that'll be Monday for the all-new protocol. If you've not yet become a VIP member, go to frankspeech.com, frankspeech.com. Senator Kevin Cramer's Talk Radio Town Hall is our Friday thing, and we're going to get to your calls in the back half of this hour. So get them ready at 800-228-0550. Call the Oasis Petroleum Be the Buffalo Hotline, 855-200-1776 to get in queue for Senator Kevin Cramer. Big question we're asking today is, what is infrastructure? So back to our conversation. Senator Cramer asked a question of Dr. Mayer. Dr. Monica Mayer is here. She is MHA Nation North Segment Councilwoman, and we were talking about health care delivery. And I think if I remember the question correctly, Kevin, it was about the perfect model, right? You're wanting to know if she's seen another perfect model that could be used here?
Or even just a vision of what something might look like. She talked about a lot of things, including a lot of the government entities that, you know, the payers, Medicare, Medicaid, insurance, third party, the 51% for IHS that's appropriated, and none of that fixes it. But she also mentions, and Monica, I'll just say this quickly, and she talks about the quarters, the billers. There are so many extra costs to healthcare that take away from the physician and the providers, the nurses' attention, which means they can't see as many patients, which means there isn't as good a doctor-patient relationship, and so the quality is diminished naturally, and certainly the opportunity to bill more. Because, you know, if you're only seeing one patient every half hour as opposed to, say, two patients every half hour, or whatever it is, obviously there's an efficiency and a productivity challenge here. All that said, I'm looking for Dr. Mayer to give me her best vision.
Well, I think the best vision we have is, the bottom line is, we've got to improve our quality of care of people and get off the mindset of, well, how much money can we make out of this? Or how much money can we, you know, and really focus in on improving the lives of our people. And, I'm using my own nation as an example that the resources we have, and we're very blessed with the oil and gas, our council and our government have invested significant amounts of money into trying to improve our healthcare delivery system. And that is not, we are unique because no other nation is an energy nation like we. We were one of 10 in out of 573 federally recognized Indian tribes. So we're in a very unique situation to do this correctly and as best as we can. Now, I don't believe that we can do it alone. I believe that we have to, you know, IHS tried for 60 years. We've tried for 12 years. And it's just not, it's not moving in the right direction. So I strongly advocate that we partner and partnership and cooperate with somebody like Sanford, who's an existing group. And that
it happens to have a president of the Bismarck region who is from Newtown and a member of Standing Rock.
And and grew up four houses down from me,
Well, there you go. I think we got three of you in the room. Senator Kramer, Dr. LeBeau, Dr. Monica, and the mountains will move, Kevin, right?
Yeah. So
well,
I'm hoping...
You'd certainly have two of the three would be good, yeah.
Yeah. We'd have to partnership with other successful entities in order to push forward
I hear you, but I have to say this. You're a successful entity all on your own because of oil and gas. And we did ask Chairman Fox to join us today. He was with the governor today, so not able to join us. And you'd wanted to have him on with you today on the program. We're going to interview him later today. I want to just quickly transition to oil and gas. After I say, I would like to repeat this program and have it be a whole show, Senator Kramer, when you're available and Dr. Mayer could, and maybe get Dr. LeBeau as well. And because I think this is what people want to hear. They just want to hear about, I just want my doctor to do what my doctor does.
Solutions.
Yeah, he wants solutions. But I think one of the solutions is you know, right now, part of those resources come from oil and gas. And right now, the MHA Nation is being threatened by the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe decision to sue in federal court to stop the Dakota Access Pipeline. And, you know, Chairman Fox is being asked by a lot of folks right now to seriously consider intervening with the federal court to say, now you've got tribal versus tribal, you know, impact here. Should we intervene, Dr. Mayer? Should when I say we, should you, should MHA Nation go from writing a letter to actually intervening?
Well, Scott, I I have to preface this by saying that by our Constitution, our chairman is the spokesperson for tribal issues. And I have full respect and confidence in our chairman to be able to handle this. He keeps us abreast of things. And, you know, I do sit on the Energy Committee, but I will say this. Oil and gas is good for MHA, and it's good for North Dakota. It's good for the people. And I run the largest segment in the tribe.
Within the six tribes.
Six segments.
Segments, yeah.
And so when oil and gas is good, my community is good. We build, we just had a fire, and we lost 36 apartments and 34 families. We have 85 people that are displaced right now living in our casino, and we need to rebuild housing because housing is always an issue around here. But our businesses are all driven with oil and gas.
Makes total sense. Can we continue this conversation another time?
Yeah.
Fabulous meeting you.
I'm out of here.
I learned so much. We'll continue.
It's
coming up.
Right.
This is here from Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2, West Fargo, Bismarck, Grand Forks, and online at Hot Springs Spas and Pool Tables 2. What do I need to know about a Hot Springs Spa?
That you need one. And 2021 is the year to get one, and we will, unlike many dealers, have them in stock. So you might have to wait a little bit, but they're coming. It's one of those things you will not regret.
Wellness is the key word.
Wellness is.
Folks, Hot Springs Spas, Pool Tables 2, Bismarck, West Fargo, Grand Forks. Tell them Scott sent you.
Does the air in your home feel stuffy? Does it have that musty smell? Have you ever noticed moisture near the corners of your floor or water seeping into your egress windows? At Precision Concrete Cutters, Ramjack North, we know firsthand the stress that the spring thaw can have on your home.
Don't wait. Contact your complete foundation experts, Precision Concrete Cutters, at 701-280-7038. Or for a free estimate and to learn more, go to pccnd.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Indianapolis, Indiana police said at least eight people were shot and killed at a FedEx facility near the airport Thursday night, and multiple others have been injured. The alleged shooter also died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. At least four people were hospitalized, including one person in critical condition. Hong Kong authorities confirmed last week that another citizen has died after receiving the China-made COVID-19 vaccine Sinovac. The government did not report the death. To date, 16 people in Hong Kong have died after receiving Sinovac, and 15 have developed facial paralysis. Chicago police say the 13-year-old who was shot dead by cops last month was holding a gun just before he was gunned down. Video footage from several sources released by the Chicago PD shows Adam Toledo running in an alley before being asked to put his hands up. Police have maintained the Little Village incident was an armed confrontation and a weapon was recovered. USA Radio News.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Back on What's On Your Mind, I just said, Dr. Monica, I love meeting a Sioux. And I realize you're a Sioux only in your degree from the University of North Dakota, not necessarily in your heritage as a member of the MHA Nation. But what a delight. What a delight, for sure. More with Senator Kramer in the Talk Radio Town Hall in a moment. I know Joe in Nelson County wants to talk about the Democrats packing the court. Jeff in Williston wants to talk about the border crisis. So we're going to do those in just a moment. You'll be first to go. I've got some texts coming in. And I also want an answer to the question, what is infrastructure, with Senator Kramer today, because I think that's a big battle we need to pay attention to right now. We're brought to you in part today by MyPillow. My friend Mike Lindell is busy saving the world with a new social media platform to return free speech to free speech. It's called frankspeech.com, but he does a lot more than that. He's actually given... He's giving businesses a chance to be able to be free of the cancel culture and to join a platform called MyStore.com. He has shown the world, hey, okay, the retailers are canceling us, and if enough of them cancel us, we won't be a business unless you decide to buy from us directly, and that's what folks are doing now in big numbers. Dog beds, 2-for-1, MyPillow towel sets right now, 2-for-1, and these towels actually work. There's the mattress topper. The premiums are a good deal now, and the pillows, really good deal there. My slippers, my pillow slippers, 40% off because it's a new product. The bathrobes are fairly new, 30% off. The sheets, you buy one, you get one. Towels and sheets, buy one, get one right now. And I encourage you to go to MyPillow.com, use the promo code Scott to get the discounts, click on the radio listener specials, or call this number, 800-506-9028. Can I finish just quickly, Senator Kramer, before we go to these calls and finish on the infrastructure component here a little bit, related to what do you believe that Chairman Fox, Councilwoman Meyer, what counsel would you have related to this sensitive government-on-government battle outside of the federal government or the state government? This is MHA Nation to Standing Rock. If Standing Rock sees an intervention on the court, and the court sees an intervention from another tribal nation here, does that change this game at all, or are we just going to continue to be at the whims of Judge Boasberg and an activist court?
Well, remember, first of all, Scott, that judges are people, too, and Judge Boasberg has proven to be a person who's been less than consistent on this particular case. So to your question about counsel for Chairman Fox, just so you know, I know both Chairman Fox and Chairman Faith, well, they're both outstanding people, and they both have different jobs. it's the same job in different places with different circumstances. Chairman Fox has been very respectful of Chairman Faith's rights to defend himself and his nation in court, and that's appropriate. He's never badmouthed them. He's never suggested that he didn't have the right to do that. And Chairman Fox's strategy as the defender, so to speak, even though it's not, you know, it's not his pipeline. The pipeline is really important to him and to his people, as Dr. Mayer just pointed out. I would just say to Chairman Fox, keep doing what you're doing. Consider every detail. Talk to your lawyers. Talk to your people. Chairman Fox is a smart guy, Scott. He's a smart, savvy leader, and I have no doubt that he's going to do the right thing. And I'm not, you know, I'm not in the business of publicly advising him what to do. He and I talk privately from time to time, and I always tell him, here's how I see it. It's your job to decide what you ought to do about it. Would it make a difference? I think it'd make a big difference. Back to the point of Judge Boasberg. Judge Boasberg, you know, at this point is hearing from one tribe and in their law firm, which is really a left-wing environmental group. The two aren't necessarily, they have a similar goal, but I'm not sure for the same reasons. So if he started hearing from another tribe that has a different view and a different outcome, I do think the consideration of that would be significant. But that's a strategy, not a tactic. Tactically, how Chairman Fox approaches it, that's entirely up to him, and I think to this point he's done it quite well. But I would also expect some moving parts. Remember, there's another hearing coming up. I mean, Judge Boasberg is going to make a decision that the Corps wasn't willing to make last week in the hearing. And the Corps sort of took a hands-off approach, not a status quo approach either, by the way. More of a, because they didn't defend the right to keep the pipeline operating, which they could have and, in my view, should have done. And I thought that's what they were going to do from things that they had told me. Instead, they said, we'll just keep monitoring the situation, which means Judge Boasberg doesn't have the findings he needs to make a decision one way or the other, so he's just going to use the findings that he has. And I think his findings along with his bias is he wants to shut the pipeline down. I think if MHA Nation becomes a party to the case, intervener, I think it complicates his decision a lot, and I think he has a lot more to consider, and I think it could change the outcome, quite honestly. But I'm not overly worried about it, Scott. I'm really not. I think the right thing's going to play out here.
When you say you're not overly worried about it, are you no longer as concerned as you were a week ago or 2 weeks ago about the DAPL pipeline shutting down? You see enough of I just continue to see an activist judge, I'm sorry, who has been, as you say, inconsistent on this and seems to be finding a way to shut it down and is getting mad now, is getting really mad about needing somebody to give him what he needs to shut this down. Those kind of judges make me nervous. Are you no longer nervous that a Dakota Access pipeline shuts down?
Nope, I'm plenty concerned. I think that is exactly what he wants to do, and if left to his own devices, that's exactly what he will do. But it's not the last word, Scott. It's not in the short run or the long run. Let me add some complication to this, and I'm not a lawyer, and I try to keep it simple. But he doesn't have let me back up. The Corps of Engineers has an easement. We often hear about the permit. It's not a permit. Dakota Access Pipeline doesn't have a permit. They have an easement under the river that the Corps of Engineers issues. The Corps of Engineers is not under the same authority. Well, Dakota Access Pipeline is not under the authority of this. The Corps of Engineers is under the authority of this judge. But then it's the Corps of Engineers who's the administrator of the law. And it'll be up to them, even with a judge's order, it's their order that would shut the pipeline down, not the judge's. The judge's order is aimed at the Corps of Engineers. The Corps of Engineers then decides how to carry out that order, and they will initiate an order. That triggers another whole set of legal arguments. I think there's more than one way to win this thing, in both in the short run, and I've never doubted that the Dakota Access Pipeline will win it in the long run.
Yeah, just a question of whether it shuts down, or is threatened to be shut down.
Or a month, or...
Right, yeah. And by the way, that's no easy process, as the folks from Energy Transfer will tell you. You don't just shut down a pipeline. You can't, it's just like, you can't even do that, right? You'd have to, it would take a long time, and obviously, meanwhile, the clock has already started on the EIS. They're already doing everything the judge wants them to do in this expanded environment, right? Is that right?
That's right. That's exactly right. They are doing the environmental impact statement. It's well along the path. Of course, they have the advantage of the environmental assessment that was done previously, that was the previous requirement. So it's not like things are standing still. And should Judge Boasberg next week order the pipeline shut down or order the Corps have it shut down, the Corps then, in consultation with the pipeline, will have to determine what the process would be, how long that would take. It would no doubt take weeks, maybe a couple of months. I don't know, but it's a lot. It's not a simple matter. And during all that time, all the moving parts continue to move, including new lawsuits and new courtrooms and appeals. Remember, there's an appeal to embank to the D.C. Circuit Court, because it was a three-court panel that overturned Judge Boasberg the other two times and has gotten him to the place where he is now. And when I say overturn, and then remanding back to him for more findings, more information before making the decision he wants to make. And so there is an appeal to the entire D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals. It only requires one of those judges on the D.C. Circuit Court of Appeals to express an interest for there, to be in on another process, if you will. That doesn't mean that we'd win necessarily, but it does continue, the clock continues to run while the pipeline continues to run at the same time.
Real quick answer to this question. Is there a silver lining in this activist judge overreaching and having the opportunity to fix much of what ails us, and that is a lack of states' rights, just not even related specifically to DAPL?
So I think this is where, watch carefully over the next several days, next few weeks. I do believe there could be a silver lining, quite honestly, because Donald Trump appointed over 150 district U.S. judges, including two of them in North Dakota, because he did appoint, and we confirmed, 53 appellate judges around the country, including some in the D.C. Circuit, and because he appointed three Supreme Court justices, and thanks to Mitch McConnell, he got three rather than just one, and all of that levels the playing field for states' rights. Now, I know some people are disappointed in the Supreme Court and some of his nominees as it relates to the elections and all of that. But remember, these are conservative justices. They aren't as likely to engage in an election as they are to find in favor of a state's right. It's the same philosophy, if you understand what I'm saying.
I do. Let's go to Joe in Nelson County and talk about Joe Biden's philosophy on the Supreme Court. Joe, for Senator Kramer, go ahead, sir.
The only way that they can implement the Green New Deal infrastructure is by force.
Uh-huh.
Therefore, the Congress has to put four more Supreme Court activist judges on there so they can reinterpret the Constitution to take away the people's rights. For example, I have a long-distance friend in Jamestown. Because he was in a coma for 6 months, they took away his rights, put him under guardianship and conservatorship. He cannot buy his own house.
Oh, wow. Yeah.
And this has happened to more than a dozen people. I know.
Well, that's you've described activist courts, obviously. Senator Kramer, is there any possibility they add to the Supreme Court?
Well, let's make no mistake, that's what they want to do. I mean, why would Joe Biden form a commission to look at expanding the Supreme Court when nobody, including any of the liberals on the Supreme Court, think it's a good idea? Right? These jurists do not think this is a good idea. Ruth Bader Ginsburg thought it was not a good idea. She vocalized that before her death. Stephen Breyer, hardly a right-wing judge, justice, thinks it would be a bad idea. All they'd be doing by packing the court, and that is adding justices, the number of justices beyond nine, is inserting politics into what is otherwise a non-political entity, the Supreme Court of the United States. And there's plenty of evidence, even with the current court, that they're not political.
Joe, appreciate the topic, because that's a great suggestion and one that needs to worry us. The problem is there's 100 of these right now, and you just get the sense they're doing so much of this so fast they send all of us scrambling in one direction or the other, whether it's raising taxes on everyone or the border, the Supreme Court situation. It's hard to follow them all, but I'm glad you brought it up. More with Senator Kramer next. Don't go away.
Nearly 4,000 people work at the lignite mines and power plants in North Dakota.
They are your neighbors, your relatives, your friends, and they produce the affordable and reliable electricity that keeps the lights on 24/7.
The coal industry, that's what got me here.
My job at the coal mine was a blessing.
Almost everyone who lives in town is either in the coal industry or they're related to someone in the coal industry. Really, this community's heart and soul is in the coal industry.
It's the work that keeps me coming back, you know. There's not too many people in the world that get to do what we do. I'm Lee.
I'm Kate.
I'm a heavy equipment operator.
I work at B&I Coal in Center North Dakota.
And I am Lake Knight.
Meet these workers and others by going to www.iamlignite.com.
Everyday special at Petco Serve USA, especially in April. Pizza corner pizzas, 2 for $11. Salted nut rolls, 2 for $2. The big 20-ounce Red Bulls, 2 for $6. Giant pistachio bags, 2 for $5. And all kinds of assorted North Dakota and Minnesota t-shirts for just $9.99. Don't forget the great weekly specials, too, like any fresh-baked muffin for 99 cents Mondays, or Friday the personal pepperoni pizza with cheesy or garlic bread, $5.99. Look for the red, white, and blue at Petco Serve USA. Tell them Scott sent you.
Is a move in your future? Listen up. You want the family-owned, veteran-owned Action Movers. Founded in 1932 in Bismarck, now in Fargo, Minot, Rapid City, Denver, Las Vegas, and Phoenix, too. Remember, they can move you across the block or across the country. Do it yourself to full-service moves, every solution possible for moving and storage, and all at low competitive rates from a name you know and trust. No job too big or small. Call 701-566-5532 or online at actionmovers.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
We are GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. We've got listeners, lots of them. Around the world, around the clock, our listeners do what listeners do. They listen. And you know what listeners got? Needs. Needs for your products, your services, and money to buy those needs. With our network of over 1,000 radio stations, streaming on the web, and our satellite transmissions, we're reaching our listeners with quality conservative programming. But there's something our listeners don't have. Your offer to meet their needs. Any business needs buyers, but if our listeners don't hear your message, they're still going to buy what they need, just not from your business. So let's fix this. Tell us about your business. Then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message for our GCN listeners. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email. advertise@gcnlive.com.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Back on What's On Your Mind, brought to you by our friends at Schwann Buick GMC. Find them at 3812 Memorial Highway in Mandan, and online at schwannbuickgmc.com. Check out the new 2020 Buick Enclave now in stock. In fact, the 2021s are rolling in. The new Acadia is in stock. They've got some great purchase allowances on a number of different vehicles. And remember, at Schwann Buick GMC, your warranty lasts a lifetime. It's a lifetime of protection at no extra cost. Vehicle restrictions may apply. Learn more at SchwannBuickGMC.com or give them a call, 701-214-6372. Schwann Buick GMC.
I am live and on location today at Teddy's Presidential Suites in beautiful Newtown, North Dakota. And when I'm in the Watford City, when I'm in Newtown, I'm in the Bakken, I stay at a New Leaf Hospitality product because they're great hotels, they have great food, they're good people, they treat you well, the rooms are amazing. You actually get room service, which you don't anywhere on the planet anymore because, you know, you can't do that. Or maid service. They actually make up your room here. I know that's a foreign object now due to COVID, but they do it here and I love it. Also powered by our friends at PetroServe USA, Philip, every time I can at a PetroServe USA location because I get the best fuel at the best price. Marathon might be the fuel. Senex might be the fuel. Their own PetroServe USA branded stuff and great cooking. Great meals. Great home cooking. In fact, are you ready for this, Kevin? If you were in Fargo today, rather than Bismarck, you could go to the 12th Avenue North location on I-29 and have chocolate banana French toast casserole. Did you hear what I just said?
Well, it's a good thing I'm not. Yeah, it's a good thing I'm not in Fargo. Is what that would mean.
if you were at the West Main Avenue West Fargo location, which you can get from 29 or 94, Pollock Filet today. I don't know, but you, that sounds pretty good. Swedish meatballs in Glendon. Yeah, Swedish meatballs in Glendon, and we have a ton of time. Not a ton of time, but a ton of questions. So I'm going to go as fast as we can to the lightning round. We have a lot of questions about the vaccine issues right now with Johnson & Johnson, and now they're saying Pfizer might need three shots. And at a time when, you know, elected leaders want to go, you will get the vaccine, you will get the vaccine, and you'll put a picture on Facebook and say how much you love it, we sort of lost freedom. And I have a 93-year-old uncle who died from the shot. He had COVID in August. And to survive that, and I talked to him and chuckled about it, man, if you can survive at Uncle Laverne at 92, anybody can, right? Bigger guy, ate meat and potatoes his whole life, but he died from the shot. And I mean, he just got a bug that you get from the shot, and at 93, why are they even giving him the shot? So to answer the many questions I have here, one is, do you think that people in nursing homes have already had COVID should get vaccine? What do you think there? Is that, I mean, for me, it ought to be up to them at a minimum, but what's your thought?
Well, I think it is up to them and or their family, whoever has, the power of attorney and those kinds of things. I mean, I'm not a healthcare expert, Scott, but I'm skeptical of why you'd give a shot to somebody who's lived in the late years of their life and has survived survived the disease itself, particularly because you can test for the antibodies even. So I've talked to doctors who say you shouldn't get the vaccine if you have the antibodies because you can overload your body with antibodies if you're not careful. I'm not the expert, but I don't think you should be condemned for asking inquiring questions, but in this current culture, you're not allowed to. And by the way, with regard to the mask culture, Washington, D.C. is darn near a horror show. You see people running in Washington, young people running in Washington, D.C. with not another human being for a block, and they're wearing a mask. It's the weirdest thing I've ever seen. The fear that it's been driven is...
You kind of described Fargo some days. I mean, it's getting better, but I mean, I don't get it. I really don't, especially in North Dakota. There's no medical reason for you currently to live in a mask unless you have some health condition where you really probably shouldn't be out anyway. I don't get it. But
Did you see Jim Jordan's cross-examination of Anthony Fauci, by the way? Was it yesterday?
Yeah, I heard him. I actually heard this. Kevin, do we have that clip of Maxine Waters and what she said to Jim Jordan when he was doing a fabulous job getting answers from Dr. Fauci? What did she say again, Kevin?
You need to respect the chair and shut your mouth.
Shut your mouth.
Yeah, that's respect. That's her. That's how she talks. Remember, she tried to incite people to violently to accost Trump supporters and Trump cabinet members in public. She called on people to physically confront them. Of course, it's okay for her to do that.
I had a fabulous conversation with a dad and a son. The son was 9, the dad probably in his 40s, 50s, maybe, from California. They're here visiting family. It was outside the Teddy's today. And both of them had masks on. And I just said, where are you guys from? I said, California. I said, you don't have to wear a mask here like you do in California. And the little boy said, everywhere in California, the places are either closed or you have to wear a mask. It's terrible. We love it here. I said, so why do you have the mask on? Oh, we just thought you had to. No, we don't have any mask mandates. It's up to you. Oh, thank you. They take it off. You know, I mean, I actually interviewed them, and we're going to play that a little later on today. Actually, in some of our social media, I'll have that up with two of them because it was a great conversation. But we have become so... shell-shocked from all of this. And we just have to go back to being, you know, human beings here. Let me get to Jeff in Williston on the border crisis, because he had a question for you. Quick question, quick answer. Jeff, go.
Hey, good morning, Senator. Good morning, Scott, and good morning, North Dakota. Senator, it's been brought to my attention, I don't know how much truth there is to it, that they're entertaining President Biden and the Democrats to bring up thousands of illegals up here and place them in the oil field man camps up here throughout western North Dakota.
All right, Jeff, let's see. Any truth to that?
I heard that rumor. We haven't been able to confirm any that there's truth to that. We're looking into it, though. But I would be very concerned, to say the least, and we'd fight against it.
I would also tell you, Jeff, that Governor Burgum was asked that very question yesterday, and he said they can't because they'd have to come to us for a permit. They haven't, and they won't, and we've told them no thanks, no how. So, and he had some other things to say about illegal immigration. We didn't get to all that on the air yesterday, but Governor Burgum yesterday answered all those questions. Find him on the Facebook page interview with Governor Burgum from yesterday. Senator Kramer, thank you so much.
Thank you.
God bless. Have a great weekend, folks. See ya.
Communities across North Dakota can see big possibilities for education, infrastructure, conservation, and more. The state's oil and natural gas industry is giving us the resources necessary to make them happen. It not only supports local businesses and good-paying jobs, it invests in our communities, and it contributes $2 billion annually in state taxes that fund important infrastructure and improves lives. North Dakota Oil and Natural Gas, advancing the possibilities. Brought to you by the North Dakota Petroleum Foundation.
You don't need an illness to need a doctor. You don't need to feel sick to feel better. You don't need to be unwell to get well. What you do need is a primary care physician or provider at Sanford Health. Better health care starts with regular wellness visits and a familiar face who knows you, your concerns, and your goals. We're here before you need us. We're here when you need us. We're here after you need us. We're here for you. Find your primary care physician or provider at sanfordhealth.org today.
For over 20 years, Extendivite has been helping people. Here is a testimonial from Amazon.com. Glad I found this product. I am 51 years old and started getting headaches a couple of times a week. I went to the doctor and my blood pressure was a little high at around 150 over 95. I found out about Extendivite and I ordered some to try it. Immediately, I felt better and it lowered my blood pressure and my headaches went away almost instant. I have been taking it now for about 4 months, and I am so glad I found this product. You won't be disappointed. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. That's HEARTDROP.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNloans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNloans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNloans.com. That's GCNloans.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
If you are trying to quit drinking or doing too many drugs, listen to me. You don't know me and we'll never meet. I had a problem like you once. I drank and used to party a little too much till it got out of control and almost ruined my life. I realized I needed help to fix my problem before it totally destroyed me. If you've tried to fix your drinking and drug problem and you know you can't do it alone, you need to call the National Treatment Advisors. They'll immerse you into a 30-day program to replace your old habits with new habits and totally change your life. And if you have PPO private health insurance, the entire program may be covered. Fix your problem right now before it gets any worse. Get clean. Call now and learn more. 800-296-1252. 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252, 800-296-1252.